You're a successful business owner or entrepreneur. You love it, but it consumes your entire day and sometimes your entire night.
This is the Seven Figure Builder Show.
It's a backstage pass to the minds of those who've already cracked the code.
Welcome to the Seven Figure Builder Show. And now your host, Julie Baranek.
Well, hey, Seven Figure Builder family. This is Julie Baranek, and I'm here with my friend Cheryl Fisher. Hey, Cheryl.
Hello. Happy to be here.
I am thrilled to have you here, and welcome to the show. So first and foremost, where in the world are you?
I am in the Washington, D.C. area in the U.S.
Nice. You are in my neck of the woods because I am in Maryland right above you.
Oh, how did we not talk about that? Oh, my goodness.
I know. We'll have to get coffee. Awesome. So for those that haven't had the pleasure to meet you, can you tell us a bit about your business?
Absolutely. So I am the host of OMG Teach Me, which is a podcast that I launched last year, almost hitting a year old. We'll hit a year this spring. And that is also my coaching umbrella. So I'm a leadership and life coach, and I am in the process of creating coaching programs for this year. That's the main thing for 2024. And the podcast is really all about mindset, healthy living secrets that we don't tend to learn in school, but really can make a huge difference.
Nice. And let's just dive in. But what are some of those big secrets that you feel like people are missing, or maybe they do every day and don't think about? Like, what are you seeing?
You know, a lot of it is just understanding the power of our thoughts running around in our heads all the time. And we could go in a million directions with that. One of the most popular episodes from last year was money mindset. And so, you know, there could be hangups in our heads about the way we think of money, and is money bad or good? And do we deserve to earn money? Just a million things. Whereas if we never really dive into mindset, maybe we just think, okay, well, I need to learn exactly how to do my job or grow my business, and that's it. And there's just so much more to it.
Yeah. And so often we don't even realize what we believe about money. Like, how do you recommend people to kind of dig deep and figure that out?
So I think one thing is to think back about sayings that you might know of related to money, like money doesn't grow on trees, or things like that. I'm going to go pick off the money tree, my parents used to say when I wanted something.
Right.
And it's funny, and yet it's also a sign that there might be some scarcity thinking that we've either grown up with, or we've kind of picked up on from people we've worked with or people we know, parents. You know, it could be coming from all sorts of different places. But if we also don't get your hopes up is another big one that tends to be a little bit connected to money. Like, we don't want to dream big because what if something goes wrong? So just recognizing that is a good start.
Definitely. And I think even one step bigger than that is the power of self-talk. Like, if we're constantly talking to ourselves of like, I'm broke, I need money, I'm chasing money, like that then turns into actions, right? Like, how do your thought processes then follow, you know, what you're doing in your everyday life?
Well, the key is whatever's running around in our heads, all of those thoughts create an emotion, and we could even say a vibration, and that's affecting how we show up in the world. So if all of these kind of hangups I have about money, for example, make me feel a little more timid or nervous, or maybe not as worthy to have a lot of success, then the actions I'm going to take in my business or whatever it is I'm doing are going to be more small, for lack of a better word. And so then the response, the success or lack thereof, is going to come from that. And it all starts with the stuff we're telling ourselves in our minds. And when I think about money mindset, really the next step then is, can we start to picture what it will be like if we do have this big success that we say we want, but somehow we have a hang up about, and kind of train our brains to feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can often self-sabotage, right? Because we have those mental blocks. It's like, well, I don't really deserve that. Or I don't know what to do when I get that. Or this might lead to that. And then I have no time. And so you end up like putting blockers subconsciously or consciously in front of yourself to really hit that next, whatever that goal is for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you find that that plays out in our interpersonal conversation, like between, you know, people as you're walking down the street, right? Or you're meeting friend for coffee?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Do you mean money specifically or just generally mindset hangups that we might have?
I would say mindset hangups or just how that feeds what we're doing or not doing.
Well, one of the things is everything that's going on in our brains is going to affect what's coming out of our mouths and vice versa. Words are powerful, right? So what we hear other people say to us is headed straight into our brains and we're going to decide whether we accept it or not. But what we hear ourselves say is just as powerful. And so one of the things that we often do with our friends when we're hanging out is we kind of, I don't know, we sort of get together and complain sometimes. And it seems normal. It seems fun. The traffic was bad. Look at this weather. Ugh, it's January. Blah. And it's just the way we talk. But we hear that and it changes the mood. And if we do it all the time, it really changes the mood.
Yeah, definitely. And it impacts then what you're doing, your relationships and everything else around you. If you're constantly like misery loves company, you know, and
yes.
If you're surrounding yourself with misery, you're going to live in misery versus if you're surrounding yourself with people that are elevating you and, you know, helping you grow, it's going to push you to grow even higher.
Yeah. And I had a big realization with this years ago because my first kind of tiptoe into entrepreneurship was in direct selling. And I didn't really know what I was doing. I was teaching at the time as well. And so this was my side thing. And one day my husband said to me, why do you always complain about? No, it wasn't that. He said, do you really like doing that? Because all I hear is you're complaining about it all the time. If you don't like it, just don't do it. And I actually had no idea that I was complaining all the time. I was shocked. And he said, well, that's kind of all you say about it is just complaining.
Wow.
I had no idea. And so then I had to figure out, okay, well, what is really going on here? Because clearly if other people are recognizing that, then we're thinking something that we may not even recognize.
Yeah, I know. It reminds me back when my kids were younger and they start to parrot things that you say and you didn't even realize you say them. And it's like, oh, I need to rethink that's coming out of my mouth. Because when you hear it said back to you or someone reflecting it back, it's like, that's not quite what I was intending.
So true. So true. And yeah. Sometimes they might be misinterpreting, right? Okay. But not always. Sometimes it's really maybe something we said that we now maybe shouldn't have. Yeah.
Kids are very honest. So what are some tips that you would recommend for people like in the course of their day or things that they could think about to kind of make this more, you know, in the front of their minds?
So if you recognize in yourself that you have a habit of either just kind of complaining generally, conversationally, or a habit of sort of looking at the negative angle first, maybe. It sounds funny, but one of the things I did when I decided, okay, I'm going to stop complaining. I'm not going to speak like that anymore, was I really did have a rubber band around my wrist and I would flick it when I caught myself.
Yeah.
Because always the first step in making some kind of major mindset change is recognizing what you're doing and when you're doing it, always, because we don't even know, you know? Mm-hmm. So that stage could take some time because it's just getting in the habit of, oh, I walked up to my teacher friend at school and we both started complaining about how the copier didn't work and we didn't have enough time for lunch. And oh, wait a minute. Why am I? No, that's not how I'm supposed to be speaking. And legitimately, there was a period of time when I felt like I forgot how to have a conversation because I would catch myself and then not know what to say.
Yeah. Well, and that also ties in with sorry, with the people you're surrounding yourself with, which we were kind of alluding to earlier. But, you know, I always tell for my kids as they're like getting into the working world and all that good stuff, it's like, you're always going to have complainers. You're always going to have people that push ahead. You're always going to have, you know, some things in between, but it's up to you who you want to associate with, because you will become like whoever you associate with. So if it is the complainers, that's going to be your MO. Like, that's just what you're going to breed every single day in your head.
Absolutely. And the second step, I think, after recognizing it is figuring out, okay, well, what can I do to speak differently? And if we're in a conversation, try experimenting with maybe changing the subject. If you get into this whole, the weather, the traffic, blah, 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 like maybe you say, oh, well, how was your weekend? Or just completely change the subject and see how people take it. Mm-hmm. And to your point, the people who go, oh yeah, it was great, and they go right off with you onto a new subject, those might be the people you do want to be spending time with, you know?
Yeah.
And some maybe won't follow you and just want to keep in the negative. And maybe those are the ones that might not be the best influence.
Yeah. And a random thought that just came to me, but do you have any, we'll say good conversation starters, for lack of a better term, but like most of us, for example, we meet each other and we're like, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Good. And honestly, that drives me crazy. It's like, you know, people never give a genuine answer, because when you do, the other person is like, well, I didn't expect you to say you were awful and you're having, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Are there things that you would recommend for people to have a more genuine feeling conversation, but that can help, you know, make that connection with other people? Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
It does make sense. I think I get what you're asking. So you, in that case, if you're trying to substitute for how are you, you still want something that's quite general and light. Right. Maybe it could be, did you do anything fun last weekend? Or something like that. Kind of wording a question so that you're asking them to give you a positive answer. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't have to be about the weekend, but, you know, did you do anything fun? I mean, they might say no, fair enough. Maybe they didn't have a fun weekend, but it makes them think that maybe there's something good that they could mention. And it's a little more specific than how are you? Because I agree with you. Like, I'm just always going to say fine, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's just one of those phrases that we use. Yeah, I know. For podcasters, I love to ask them, like, any fun podcasts lately? And of course, it depends on the topic and nature of their podcast, but, you know, maybe a more somber podcast. But just kind of digging into, I like to dig into superficially, but like conversation starter wise, what are the other people interested in, right? Because then you're actually showing genuine interest in them rather than just a generic nicety that you're kind of tossing out in the conversation.
Yes. I agree with that. I agree with that. And you have to kind of know someone's interests to do that. But usually, you know, a little bit about someone enough that you could ask them, did you read a good book lately? Or, you know, whatever you think they might be interested in. Yeah,
I like that. So tell us a little more about how you help people and what you do, you know, with your business and where people can find you.
Absolutely. So I have been doing one-on-one coaching for a while now as a life coach. And what that basically means is speaking with someone about where they want to go in life versus where they are, and then trying to dig back down into the thoughts and the mindset about what are the stories we're telling ourselves that are holding us back from this place that I'm saying I want to go. And we walk through a process of discovering that, discovering how that's causing us to show up in working towards our goal or not show up, and then turning it back around to say, well, what do I want to be telling myself and how can I make that change? So I've been doing one-on-one coaching in that way for a while. And this year I am in the process of creating a coaching program that people will be able to take advantage of. So that will be coming out late spring this year.
Awesome.
And you said, where can people find me? Let me answer the rest of your question. So definitely find OMG Teach Me podcast on any of the major podcast apps. And you can find me at omgteachme.com as well, or on social media, OMG Teach Me podcast. It's all very similar.
Yeah. I love that. And I mean, you've accomplished a ton in your career, your personal life, professional life, all of it. Like, what does What does success look like for you? How do you define success?
For me, whether it has been teaching or corporate training, which is where I really have spent most of my career up until now, or whether it's coaching now and the podcast, success has to be something that matters to me and to other people. I want to be making a difference. And of course, I want to be making an income while making a difference. But it has to be something that I feel like every day when I go and do this thing for my business or for my job, something about it has to matter in this world. And that feels like success.
I love that. And it's so much more fulfilling. Like when you're making a difference and helping somebody else with a transformation in their lives, like you're making a difference in the world, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. And if I'm curious, if you had the attention of the whole world for 5 minutes, what would you tell them?
So I've been tossing back and forth. What would I do with my 5 minutes as I'm thinking? Because I knew you were going to ask me this question. You know what I would say is allow yourself to feel your emotions. Because so many times we think emotions are weak, or we think we need to hide them, especially if we're going to be a professional and a successful person. We need to be very serious. We can't show our emotions. The problem with that is our emotions are a signal as to what's going on inside of us and what's going on inside our heads. And that's what runs everything. So allow yourself to feel and recognize your emotions and let them be a sign of maybe changes you want to make, or maybe things are going really well and your emotion that you're feeling all the time is joy and excitement. But those are such a powerful signal. And I don't think we recognize that, especially in business.
Yeah. Yeah. And having safe people that you can share them with, right? That you can be transparent and, like, you know, let those emotions out in a place that is safe emotionally and that you can work through them. Otherwise, you know, they tend to keep rearing their heads over and over and over until you let them out.
Yes. And of course, you might be in a work situation where you can't be all emotional all the time, right? We recognize that. But maybe then it's journaling, or it's sitting quietly, meditation or something, and just privately allowing yourself to feel them. But it's a powerful signal as to how things are going in your head. And we can use that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Awesome. I love having you on today. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you found value in this episode, please do share it. That's how people find us. And you can find me at sevenfigurebuilder.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Seven Figure Builder Show with Julie Baranek.
Julie cut her teeth consulting for Fortune 500 companies worldwide. And now she's redirected that knowledge and power to support entrepreneurs like you. She focuses on relationship-based lead generation and the magic of podcasting. If you're looking to elevate your business through storytelling, branding, and efficient systems, well, you found your new home.
It's what we do.
If you enjoyed the show and got something from it, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on Instagram at Seven Figure Builder. Find the website at sevenfigurebuilder.com. And to learn how to automate your podcast with Julie, find that site at sevenfigurepodcastbuilder.com. See you next time on the Seven Figure Builder Show.